USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Dozens of protesting Palestinians have been killed in clashes with Israeli security forces today, as nearly 2,000 others are injured. The Palestinians protesting the opening of a new American embassy in Jerusalem this morning. In a video statement from the White House, President Trump says the opening makes a strong statement that Jerusalem is the historic capital of Israel.
The United States will always be a great friend of Israel and a partner in the cause of freedom and peace.
As for the violence in the West Bank and the Gaza Strip today, U.S. Senator Republican Lindsey Graham says,
"We're not going to let the Palestinians or anybody else make U.S. policy. Democrats and Republicans have voted to make Jerusalem the capital of Israel, and it will be, and I'm sorry about the loss of life."
Graham was speaking there on Fox News, and this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of Warren Hour are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
The U.S. Supreme Court strikes down a federal ban on sports betting. New Jersey challenging the ban, claiming it's unfair that gambling on sports has been allowed in Nevada and a few other states when not in the rest of the nation. Many states could begin to legalize betting now on college and professional sports based on this ruling. Five children aged 8 months to 6 years have died after a weekend fire in Greensboro, North Carolina. Two of them died in the early morning fire at an apartment that also injured their father. The three other kids died of their injuries Sunday. The father claims the stove in the unit had been having problems, but investigators have not yet said what they believe the cause was. An asteroid the size of the Statue of Liberty is to pass by Earth tomorrow. It's expected to go by at half the distance to the moon. Astronomers say few objects of that size are ever seen passing so close, but the asteroid doesn't present any risk. And this is USA Radio News.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty. Even great smokers rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM.
Parks and wildlife officials are setting traps in an effort to catch a bear that attacked a five-year-old Colorado girl yesterday. The state's Parks and Wildlife Department says it happened outside the five-year-old's home near Grand Junction early yesterday morning. The girl's mother said her daughter had gone outside after hearing noises that she thought her dog was making, and that's when she was attacked by the bear. The mother ran outside and began yelling at the bear, which then dropped the girl before running off. The girl was taken to a hospital. She's now listed in fair condition. A new study shows that newer vehicles are safer than older models, the NHTSA recently releasing statistics highlighting the added safety of new vehicles compared with older cars and trucks, and finding that in traffic crashes from 2012 to 2016, a higher percentage of passengers in older vehicles suffered fatal injuries. The proportion of passengers fatally injured increased with the age of the vehicle from 55% for model years before 1984 to 26% for vehicles built between 2013 and 2017. Additionally, the severity of the injuries increased with increasing vehicle age, while the injury severity of passengers in newer vehicles was lower. And Avengers Infinity War is still strong at the box office, earning another $69 million in its third week of release in the U.S. and Canada. The Melissa McCarthy comedy The Life of the Party came in next at $19 million. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.